Phonology and phonetics. For communication to take place between two persons, the utterance has to pass from the speaker to the listener. And then the listener has to be able to decode that which has been said in order to produce in the mind of the listener that which the speaker has said. When we study the speech sounds that are being made in your mouth, then we are looking at phonetics. And phonetics is about how sounds are produced in your mouth and how they are recognized by the listener. And the power source of our speech sound is the flow of air which comes out from our lungs. And then we manipulate how this air comes out. We manipulate it using our mouth, our lips and tongue. Now, phonology is associated with phonetics in the sense that phonetics is the mechanics of things in your mouth. Meanwhile, the study of phonology is where you study a specific language and you look at the sounds in the context of a specific language. And phonology is concerned with which sounds a language uses and how a language arranges the usage of these sounds. In English, there are 44 phonemes, and a phoneme is the smallest distinguishable unit of sound in a particular language. Using these 44 phonemes in different kinds of combinations means that you could potentially produce all the sounds, words, and sentences in any English dictionary.